All right, my lovely bakers, welcome back to Beginner's Bakes. Today we're creating festive meringues and a bright lemon meringue pie. Perfect for Christmas desserts, finishing off a festive meal, or impressing friends with something delicate and sweet. I remember my first meringues. I over-whisked the egg whites and ended up with what looked like stiff snowmen. They tasted fine, but my cat had a field day trying to climb the mountains of fluff. And a lemon meringue pie? I made one day, slid off the plate like it had a mind of its own. But the tangy flavour won everyone over. So recipe 15, festive meringues. Here's what we need. 4 egg whites. 200 grams or 7 ounces of caster sugar. And optional, a few drops of red or green food colouring, plus festive sprinkles. Step 1. Wash all your bowls, whisks, spoons, in fact any tools you are using, in very hot soapy water. We do not want any grease anywhere, or our meringues will not firm up when whisked. Step 2. Preheat your oven, 90 fan, 110 electric, or gas a quarter. Line a baking tray with parchment paper. Step 3. Whisk your egg whites until soft peaks form. Gradually add the sugar. Whisk in until stiff and glossy. And then split the mixture into 2 or 3, your own choice, 1 red, 1 white, 1 green. This is optional, totally up to you, whatever you want to do. Step 4. Spoon or pipe onto a tray, making festive shapes. And optional, sprinkle some edible glitter or stars. Again, down to you, your choice. And step 5. Bake. 1 to 1.5 hours until dry and crisp. Cool completely before serving. But warning, the aroma may tempt immediate tasting test. And baker's corner. If the meringues crack slightly, you've guessed it, call it rustic festive charm. And yes, tasting one while still warm is mandatory for quality control, of course. Now, if you wanted to store your meringues for any length of time, say a week maybe, it might even last 2. Put them in a box, layer a piece of parchment paper on the top, put another layer, and just store them in a warm place, an airing cupboard that's warm. Must be warm all the time. And they should last maybe a week, maybe 2. I once made a batch for Christmas, and my niece said, "These look like snowflakes." Even slightly lopsided shapes, they were first to disappear. That's the magic of festive baking. A quick shout out to listener Ellie from Brixton. She emailed me a picture of her first meringues, looking like little mountains, but tasting incredible. Keep them photos coming. And into recipe 16. Lemon meringue pie. Here's what we need. 1 sheet of ready-made shortcrust pastry. 3 eggs separated. 150 grams or 5.5 ounces of caster sugar. 150 ml or 5 fluid ounces of lemon and orange juice. Keep it more or less lemon juice, but a little bit of orange juice just helps make a different dynamic to the pie. The zest of 2 lemons and the zest of 1 orange. 50 grams or 1.75 ounces of unsalted butter. Step 1. Preheat the oven, 180 fan, 200 electric, or gas mark 6. And line a tart tin with pastry. Blind bake it for 10 to 12 minutes until golden. You can use rice or ceramic balls on parchment paper inside the pastry just as the blind bake, and then take it out when it's cool and you'll be ready for use. Step 2. Mix your egg yolks, sugar, lemon, orange juice and zest, butter in a pan. Cook gently until thickened. And then pour into the cooled pastry shell. Step 3. Whisk egg whites until stiff peaks form. Fold in a little sugar. And then pile on top of the lemon filling. And you can pipe peaks for drama if you wish. Myself, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just use a fork, spoon it upwards, making little peaks with a fork every now and again. And then bake. 10 to 12 minutes until the meringue is slightly golden. Cool slightly before serving, but warning, someone may swipe a slice while it's warm. And then baker's corner. If the meringue slides a bit, call it wobbly festive fun. And yes, tasting a warm slice is compulsory. And there we have it. Delicate festive meringues and zesty lemon meringue pie. Done to a tea. Perfect for Christmas, celebrations, or sneaky festive indulgence. All the recipes are on the website, www.big-g-bakes.co.uk. And if your meringue cracks or your pie wobbles, send me a pic. Laughter is part of the recipe. Email it to jim.voxel@big-g-bakes.co.uk. All right, bakers, till next time, we're going to be doing Christmas biscuit fun, gingerbread men, and spice cookies for the festive season. So until then, keep it sweet, keep it simple, keep it fun. Thanks for listening.